the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Now, the Bible says that we can be friends with God, doesn't it? And do you think being friends with God is like the same as having friends at school? Do you think there's anything different that God can give us as a friend, God can help us with as a friend?
God is with us all the time.
Yeah, God's with us all the time. And it's so great having friends, isn't it? It's really great. But they're not with us all the time. Like, if they're friends from school, we go home and they're not there anymore. But God's with us all the time, isn't he? Which makes such a difference. He could be our friend not just when we're at work or not just when we're at church, but wherever we are, he's with us. Do you think that helps us sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you think sometimes you get a little bit worried or you might get a bit scared about something? How do you think knowing that God's with you then, how do you think that helps? Does it make it better?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we talked the other day about how it can make you feel safe, can't it? It can make you feel safe because you know that God's with you, that even if you're a bit scared or a bit worried, then he's with us and he can help us. Thank you so much, Lucy. That's really helpful. Do you want to go sit down? Thanks. So that was a bit like when we did In Conversation With the other day. Oops. The other last term when we had In Conversation With, and we had a little interview like that. And it'll be great that we can do some more of that in the term to come, to find out what it's like for people in the way that they live their life and how God can help them, and knowing that God's with them, what a difference it can make. And like we said, human friends are great, but with God, he's there all the time, forever. And it means that we have access and we can experience all of the good things that he wants to give us, all the blessings that he wants to give us. Now, I want you to have a think for a moment and think about something, some characteristic about God that you think is really great. Maybe it's his love or his strength or his power. If you think of a Bible story in when God does something really cool, like when he parts the Red Sea or when the walls of Jericho come falling down, have a think in your head about what that thing is, what that characteristic is about God that you think is really great. Now, do you realize that if you're friends with God, if you're friends with Jesus, you have access to that? Whether it's the power that ripped down the walls of Jericho, or the power that parts the Red Sea over creation, or the love that he has for people, the way that he heals people and he comforts people when they're sad. All of those things, if we're friends with God and he's with us, we have access to all those things. So if we're finding life tough, or if we're really worried because we've got a test at school, or if we've got a big meeting coming up at work, or if we're just really sad, if we're friends with God, then we have access to all that comfort and all that love and all that power and all that strength that can help us in those times to be able to face all that we go through in life, whether it's good or whether it's really difficult. Knowing that he is with us as our friend can make such a difference, I think. Now, I think that Peter realized that when he met Jesus. I think he kind of realized that there was something special about Jesus. Did you know when Peter saw Jesus, when Jesus was sitting on the beach cooking dinner for him, he was so excited. He wanted to be with Jesus. He wanted so much to be with Jesus that he jumped out of the boat into the water. He was that excited because John said, "Look, it's Jesus." And Peter was like, "It's Jesus. I need to be with him." He jumped out of the boat into the water to try and get to Jesus. And I don't know if he actually got to Jesus first, but he was that excited that he wanted to be close to Jesus to get to know him better. Now, if Jesus is your friend today, if you know him, if you know God, if you call yourself a Christian, do you realize what that means? That you can be friends with the God of the universe, the God who made the stars, the God who made the animals, the God who makes everything, and he keeps it all running as well. He helps the plants to grow so that we have lovely flowers. He keeps the moon turning and the waves going. That God can be our friend, and we can know him. better and better. As we spend time with him, we can experience more and more of what he has to offer for us. Now, I think you can read in the Bible how Peter was changed by his experience of knowing Jesus. He spent time with Jesus as his friend, and it changed him. And it said in the video at the end, and it changed his life altogether. And he started going out and sharing good news about Jesus, wanting to share his friendship that he had with Jesus with other people, because it had such a big impact on him. And I think Jesus can have that big impact on all of us as well, if we want to be his friend and follow him as well. He can literally do anything. Now, I don't know if many of you have got one of these in your house. I've got about six still all over the place. A little while ago, Johnny did a sermon about the fact that God is with us. And I wonder how many of us remember that. How many of us have still got this post-it note lying about somewhere that when we look at it, it encourages us? Because it should. It should encourage us, knowing that God says, I am with you. I am your friend, here to walk beside you. Now, last year I read a book, and it had quite a big impact on me. And so I wanted to share a bit of it with you. It's called Having a Merry Heart in a Martha World. And if you're around 2 weeks ago, Paul Keyes actually talked about the story of Mary and Martha and how Mary just wants to sit at Jesus' feet, and she just wants to get to know him better, to spend time with him. But Martha was so busy doing loads of other things that she wasn't there with Jesus, and she missed out. And this book is all about how we can be better at getting to know Jesus and being less bothered by all the busy stuff that we like to do, being able to spend more time with him. You don't get to know a friend better by standing silently next to them doing nothing, do you? You get to know a friend better by spending time with them, talking to them, listening to them, and walking through life together. And that's what Jesus wants to offer us. And in this book, it talks about how if your life is like a house, you invite Jesus in, and he comes and sits on the sofa in your living room. Now, if that's you, if you come downstairs in the morning and you're about to leave the house, what are you going to do? Are you going to just forget that Jesus is there and go straight out and carry on your day? Or are you going to say, hi, Jesus, nice to see you this morning, and then leave the house and leave him sitting in the living room without starting a conversation? Or are you going to choose in the morning to come downstairs, go and sit in the living room with Jesus, say good morning, share a cup of coffee together, and spend time together, listening to him, talking to him? Because I think if you do that, it's so much easier to then take him with you when you go to work. You want to carry on the conversation. If the real life, living Jesus, the God of the universe, is sitting in your living room, would you walk past without saying hello? And that really challenged me about wanting to get to know God better. Because when we get to know him better, he comes with us wherever we go. And that can really help us and reassure us, whatever it is that we're facing in life, whatever that characteristic is that we thought, wow, I love that about God. We can have that, those things, get to know Jesus better, and we access all of those things. And he walks beside us through each day of our lives, and we can continue that conversation. It's a continuous thing. It's not a check-in in the morning, check-out in the evening, like you're going to a hotel. Come and go as you please. If we're friends with Jesus, then we walk together with him through all things. And that book's really encouraged me, and if you're a bit of a Martha like me, then I would really recommend it. And if you're not, but do also read it, because it's really helpful, and it's really challenged me and changed me. Friends are there to help each other and to support each other. God says, I want to be your friend. I want to help you and support you. I want you to know me better and access all the blessings, all the good things that I have for you. The question is, do we want to be Jesus' friend? Do we want to accept him? And do we want to enjoy all of those good things that he offers us? Because it really is an offer that he's just willing to give. And it's up to us just to say, yes, I'm going to go and sit in the living room today. I'm going to go and chat with Jesus. I'm going to spend time with him. And he will change us the way that he changed Peter, so that we can be closer to him and know him better. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you that you made the first move, that you wanted us to know you, so you sent Jesus. You loved us so much that you sent your own son to die on the cross, so that we would be reconciled, so that we can be made friends again, and we can know you and access all the blessings, all the good things that you have to offer us through Jesus. And thank you that if we're your friend today, that we can know you, and that you can help us, that you're with us through thick and thin. And Father, I pray that you'd help us to know that more and be reassured by the fact that you are with us. You are our friend walking beside us through all that we go through in life. And Father, I pray that if we don't know you as our friend, that we'd be interested in wanting to know you a bit better. That we want to know what it's like to be friends with you, the God of the universe, and what it is that you have to offer. Would you give us the courage to want to talk to you and to get to know you better, to find out what it's like to be your friend? Amen.